Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. We are off and running on this 24th of November, Monday show. All right, I was stuck in the middle of a power struggle at the hockey game Saturday night. That's a bad feeling when you're being pulled in one direction by one authority figure and another direction by another authority figure. Sometimes this happens. Now, I would love to be able to get the parties involved on the phone. But the last time that I went this route, some folks were like intensely butthurt. In fact, let me back up to that moment before I get to this moment. There was a moment last year when there was, because where I sit as the PA announcer, to the right is the penalty box and the penalty box attendant. And there's a guy from the other team in the box. And our guy opens up the door when the penalty expires. And then the guy skates out. His penalty is over. Well, it just so happens that in this particular moment, the puck happened to be right out in front of the penalty box. A dude comes out of the penalty box, scoops up the puck, skates in, breakaway, boom, goal, buries it. We're like, now you're supposed to razz the guy who opened the door. Now, it's not that person's fault. The penalty is over. You got to open the door. It's just one of those things. Okay. You're never supposed to, like, wait an extra second if the puck is there. You know, you get in trouble for that shit. You let him out of the box. Short time later, the same thing happened. And so it happens again. And we're like, he did it again! He did it again! It was incredible. It was two goals on breakaways. This is one in a million. I mean, it happens, like, once every 5 years. But on consecutive power plays, it's intense. So, I come on here on a Monday, I start talking about it, and I end up hearing from this buffoon, and he's like, yeah, I just want to say thanks. And I'm like, what? What happened? Yeah, in my business, and he makes up this fairy tale, and this did not happen. There's no way. He goes, I've lost... He actually made up some ridiculous amount of money. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars since you exposed this. I go, exposed what? You asshole. You opened the door. You didn't do anything wrong. The hilarious part was razzing him. Razzing you. That's it. I've lost hundreds of thousands because I think I posted on Facebook a synopsis with dude's pick. Oh, yeah, well, some people who are fans of the Griffins, they're, like, blaming me now for the big loss. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I was so pissed. So that resulted in, like, the head of the off-ice officials to, like, have to send out a memo about this. And then so I had a conversation with the team. They go, yeah, you can't. Because I think I put one of the off-ice officials on the show. Like, I called the person up and put him on here. And, you can't do that anymore. We don't care if you talk about it, but you can't do that anymore. These are serious things here. We cannot have hilarity. And I'm like... What? Hold on a second.
Darla, baby, don't lick.
So, that gives you the level of, that gives you an idea of what we're dealing with here. Fast forward to Saturday, and I did nothing here, but I'm in the middle of it, and it was outstanding, and I'm absolutely going to tell this story. So the other team scores a goal, and it was, there's this group of people that are upstairs, the other off-ice officials, and they review the footage, and they determine that whoever scored for the other team did so unassisted. Okay, number so-and-so, 20-whatever, gets a goal, and so I announce it as such. Checkers goal scored by some guy, number some guy, unassisted at 8:05. So-and-so, unassisted at 8:05. Like, a significant amount of time passes, and they review the footage more. When I say significant time, like a period. Hey, there's a phone that rings right next to me. And there's these two off-ice officials. And the one guy is the statistician and scorekeeper. Okay, so I've got the scorekeeper and I've got the shot clock operator or the clock operator next to me. And hold on. Darla, quit. Quit it. No, don't do that. Drives me nuts. No paw licking. Are you like me? You can't stand the paw licking? It just, you freaks me out. I can't deal. He's standing by a bat phone. It's a landline phone, and it's old. It rings, and you know it's going off, the fucking phone. He picks it up. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Click. And I'm informed that there have been two assists added now. Now, that never happens. Usually it's just one. But they've taken an unassisted goal now, and now there's all of a sudden two assists on the what was an unassisted goal. Okay. All right. Yeah, you gotta announce this. And I will say that we always have announced when there's a correction. And I usually say scoring correction, so-and-so goal, credit, and credit assist to number so-and-so and number so-and-so. That is it. It takes 5 seconds. And I've always announced that because the scorekeeper says, you got to announce that. All right, sounds good to me. But I typically run it up the flagpole to game operations. These are two different entities. You've got off-ice team and game ops team. I answer to both. And I said, ops, I've got a assists, and I can't ever just hit a button and talk. That does not happen. I am simply directed. Eric, talk about this now. Eric, read this now. Eric, do the goal call. Eric, do the penalty call. I'm never just, hey, guess what? You know, I mean, that'd be ridiculous. I have a director that's telling me what to do. So I say to the director, I go, hello, got a couple of assists to add for the Charlotte goal. And it's met with no. I go, okay. I say nothing. I don't say why. I just answer. Okay. Short time later, scorekeeper goes, you gonna announce that goal? I go, actually, the bat phone rang again. And guy on the other end who's upstairs watching the game, he goes, don't forget to announce the assists, the added assist. And my guy next to me goes, yep, he's going to do it. So he is under the impression that I am now doing it. And I have been told I am not doing it. And then he goes, you gotta announce the assist? I go, Well, normally, yes, but I voiced this to the operations or the director, and he said, no. And my guy in the booth wrinkles up his face. He goes, what do you mean, no? I go, well, he said we're not doing that. He goes, you have to. I go, okay, hang on. Stand by. Hello, director? Yeah, easy. Scoring wants me to announce those assists. I said, no. You got it. I look at the guy in the booth, and he goes, well, I go, yeah, he told you to go fuck yourself. He goes, what? I go, yeah, he doesn't want me to announce it. I'm passing this information along to you. Well, you better goddamn announce it. You better goddamn announce it. There's going to be hell to pay. I go, okay. And then I get back in there, and I'm talking now, and I'm having this debate between them. I'm like facilitating the debate. And now more and more people on the director's side are getting in and say, yeah, no, we're not doing it. It's boring. We're not doing it. At this point, while I'm having that conversation and hearing all that, my guy in the booth is now pulled the scoreboard operator into this. And they have each have a rule book opened, and it's and it's thick, and it's got rules. Every single rule of the American Hockey League is in that book. And I go, I know it's a rule. They don't give a fuck about that. I'm just letting you know. I'm in the middle. Dude gets the rule, and he goes, read that. I go, I know. I see it. He goes, that's a fine. If you don't announce that, we're getting fined. I go, hey, man, if we didn't announce that, we're getting fined. Tough. We're not announcing it. Okay, got it. And then dude says, I am not a Griffins official. I'm a American Hockey League official. I go, I know. I'm with you. But I can't just go in all half-cocked. I gotta. And he goes, you should be listening to me, not him. I know. Look, I'm torn. And then my other guy next to me, he kind of helps out, tries to calm things down. So as this is unfolding on the comm, which is me talking into the mic that's in front of me, and then there's about half a dozen people that are hearing this. One of the people that's hearing it is the assistant sports information director. My guy in operations says, hey, what do you think about this? And that guy goes, I don't know. I could go either way. And then everybody starts yelling at him. Oh, come on, take a stand. So everybody's screaming at each other. Then his boss gets on. And he actually, he didn't get on. He called on the bat phone down. And then he announced, have him announce it. This is all ridiculous. So then everybody says, all right, so-and-so has spoken. Announce. Now you can announce. So, I mean, you would not believe the drama here. There's so many people involved in this. And this is the extent of how it went out. Scoring correction, Charlotte goal. Credit assist to number 15, so-and-so, so-and-so, and number 27, so-and-so, so-and-so. That is all. Nothing more is said. That's it. Wow! The shit hit the fan. People were ready to kill. Man Bun Chris says, by the time it's announced, it's a period later. That whole exchange there, that was probably 5 to 10 minutes. And so, you know, my guy in the booth is seething, and so is the clock operator. Because these people take these jobs very, very seriously. This is intense stuff. I'm not sure. I mean, first of all, I will say this. All these people that are officials are volunteer positions. These people do not get paid for this. They get, they might get a couple of tickets and like a $20 dining voucher. But essentially, they're doing it for free. And, you know, it was just a fucking catastrophe. My God. Home team won that game, and everybody went home happy. Welcome to all of you. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. If you want to get a Yamaha golf cart, you can head over to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Check out the selection. How about an EV, ATV, UTV, motorcycle, go-kart, scooter? Oh, my God. They've got all these great things. They're located in Rockford, Michigan. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. This week, we're going till Wednesday. We are going to do a Big Fraud Wednesday, Ben's schedule permitting. Hey, Siri, text Ben Glaze.
What do you want to say?
Yo, yo, are you cool with a Wednesday podcast, Big Fraud Wednesday? Question mark.
Okay, sending.
So if Ben's on board, we'll be good. All right. And then, so that's happening. Big Fraud Wednesday. Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 79. Got some amazing bits of footage to get. I'm already prepared for. We have another moment. You know what? I don't even want to promote it until I know for sure that Ben Glaze is going to be with us. I'm sure you're not really waiting with bated breath, but I ended the week last week with the idea of, well, most of the week, I was trying to get my act in gear with my eating. And outside of, I did fairly well, but there was a moment or two where I pigged out when I shouldn't have. Again, that's all. You're just not serious about it. You haven't committed to trying to make it a habit. But I will say now, I have two outstanding days under my belt, and I've begun my third right now, today. Saturday, Sunday, I got my 16 hours of fasting. Then I ate sensibly, and I wrote down my calories. Saturday. Well, first of all, Friday, no hot dogs after the game. That's a good thing. And I think I ran a deficit, but I wasn't keeping track of the calories. The old Jeremy K rule is run a deficit in your calories. That is a myth, though, that you can not eat for 16 hours on your fasting, your daily fasting, and then just eat like an asshole, and that's okay. It's not true. And I know that. You know that. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, You've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary. Saturday, I finished the day at about 1,500 calories. I usually need about 20 for my level of activity right now, 2,250 for my age, weight, and height. 2,250 is, you start to get more than that, and then you're not in a deficit anymore. So, 600 or 700 or so calories in a deficit. Saturday is in the books. Sunday, 16 more hour fast. And then I ate sensibly again. I did it. And I even had, we planned on having these smash burgers, which just are so good. Oh my God. And I crushed that burger with the fries that I made. And then went with the cheesecake for dessert with the blueberry topping. And I still was at 1850 on my calories, which is, again, in a deficit. I wrote it all down. Saturday, I got about 125 grams of protein. Sunday, I got about 98. And that's important because if I'm not really doing any strength building or anything like that or exercise, my body's going to try to eat that muscle, and we can't have that. Man Bun Chris says, well done, though. Have you tried Map My Fitness? Really nice calorie tracker for free. No, I haven't, but I'll check that out. It's really not a big deal what I'm doing, though. I'm just writing it in a note taker, and I know what the caloric amounts of these foods and the amounts. The only way I can be successful doing this is if I actually measure out the amount of food that I'm going to eat. So that's basically what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything fancy here. I'm simply like for the cottage cheese. I'm reading the side of the container. One serving is a half cup. So I've got a measuring cup. I put a half cup in there and I eat it. And then I write down the calories and the protein. And then that's it. By the end of the day, I add up. I do that math. Boom. Good to go. Try to keep it under my 2250 a day, which is required for my, again, age, height, weight, and activity level. Okay. And I don't, you know what's a big positive is the cucumber. They sell these small cucumbers, or any cucumber would work, or any celery would work, or even a carrot. If I knock back the full carrot and the cuke, we're looking at about 35 calories. Quite effective. So if I ever lose sight of what I'm doing, I'm going to just, as long as I'm plugged in and reading and keeping this in the forefront of my brain, I will have successful days. So I would say 2 days with excellent success in avoiding the temptations. I even skipped the Faygo and I've replaced it with water. Now, I am going to drink Faygo once in a while. But I think it's hurting me if I drink one a day. So I'm going to save that reward for, and I know that's what Jeremy did too. He would save the one day when he might get a little reward. But 2 days in the books, I'm happy with that. All right. Try to make it three today because I'm pretty sure you have to do something for many, many days before it becomes a habit. But right now, I'm okay. Again, more difficult than quitting alcohol. Food is just a bitch. But hopefully, with a little luck, I'll continue. It isn't really luck. It's not luck at all. It's just do what you're supposed to do. Man Bun Chris, great question. What is the plan for Turkey Day? Everything in moderation, including moderation. 100%. Because every bit of food there is, you know, those are high-calorie foods. You know, the turkey obviously is strong for the protein. And I'll do the same thing that I'm doing right now. And that is taking some notes, be plugged in to some degree. The second that I am not plugged in into my own well-being as to what I'm doing here and don't have a hand in it, then I'm losing control. Then I'm not keeping track of what's happening, and it starts to unravel. And then the next thing you know, I'm like, well, I fucked it up. Might as well just pig out. All right. Thank you very much, though, for being part of this show. I am now going to update the great food giveaway. Piano Fingerbanger says, where are we on the fitness front? We need more from Knuckle Dragger, from Team Knuckle Dragger Interactions. I haven't been to the YMCA in a year. Yeah, right now I'm focused on this and this only. I'm doing some bits of exercise. Like I did my three sets of fast air squats today, and I actually have a couple of weights in here. Like when I get a few minutes, oh yeah, I'll pump some iron. Well, what the hell? At last check. Shit, where are my fucking glasses? We are now at $2,016 in hat passing, virtual hat passing for the great food giveaway. I'm going to count up the number of people that have helped us in that regard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We are at the Dirty 30. I never give away amounts given. I only give away names. Rebecca, times two, her and her dog, Hank. Laura, Stevie, Amy, Black Belt Nick, Megan, Maureen, Linda, Daniel, Ben, Becca Shea, Donut Dan, Nikki in Portland, Maine, Josh, Robert D, Deb V, Derek D, Terry F, Josh D, Rob T, Julie C, Chris and Kristen in Buffalo, Matt B, Chris, Bread Bowl Brain Chris, Frank S, Alan M in Wisconsin, Arena Nick, who wrote For the Pores, Dono, and Spooky Tyler. If I have neglected to list you here, will you please remind me? Easy, I'm on the list too. Because the first thing you're going to think is, oh God, I don't want him to think that I didn't help out with the great food giveaway. And I want to make sure that I say hello to each and every one of you for helping us. Wait a minute. Did I say Amy? Runner Girl Amy? I think I did. Yeah, I did. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, wrong Chris. I haven't donated yet. Okay, my bad. Chris B is who I am talking about. You are correct. Chris B, Bread Bowl Brain Chris, will check in later. As we sit here and discuss the great food giveaway, I like to point it out every single time that I do that if you are looking to be part of our virtual hat passing, I'm going to post it in the chat right now as we speak. So if you are getting the show live, you will see the ways to do this. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. Megan has a question. How did Spooky Tyler become Spooky Tyler? Stand by for that. It's a fantastic story. Yeah, not everybody is here to get all the moments in time. Like, hey, I'm curious. What happened? By all means, ask questions. Also, a great question by Chris. I'll get to that in a second. That would be Man Bun Chris. I also have for you the link to the wish list for the feminine hygiene products, which is still at the same that it was on Friday. You can help out by donating on the virtual hat passing, and you can also, on the Amazon wish list, click on that and purchase any one of those feminine hygiene products, which we are going to be giving away to the folks on the Great Food Giveaway December 23rd. Tuesday, December 23rd at Irvine's, okay? And when you buy those, it's a few bucks for each. I think the panty liners are like $1.50. The most expensive thing are the period cups and the tampons. But if you just buy one, that's cool. It'll be shipped automatically to Irvine's. Now, I will say this. I have now one $10 donation and two $5 donations of the 30. It's my goal by continually talking about this every show that anybody who is down on their luck will give a small amount. When I say down on their luck, I mean like, you know, times are tight. I get it. I get it. A dollar. I don't give a shit if you give a dollar. I'm not telling anybody what you're giving. It's only between you and I, and it's no one else's business. So don't feel bad about that fucking shit. And throw a buck, two, three, four, five at us. And then you won't even notice that that's disappeared. For the rest of you who are like, yeah, you know what? I got a little extra cash. I'm going to throw it away. Throw it over to the Great Food Giveaway. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Man Bun Chris, did you find the ugly sweater for the news? Yeah, I don't know if I shared it with you. It's the Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm going to buy the Macho Man Randy Savage ugly Christmas sweater. Because it's hilarious. Our beloved Megan asks, how did Spooky Tyler become Spooky Tyler? He just earned that nickname not that long ago. So I walk into Pinball Land for the last pinball event. Behind me is 25 friends and audience members, well, friends, who were with me at, we were all together at the corner bar having hot dogs and whatever the hell else you eat there and a drink or two. I come walking in and there's Tyler playing pinball. He turns around. Sees me. I go, oh, hey. Now, every time we've done this, the pinball outing, he does not go to the get-together beforehand. And I know he's said to me many times that he's intensely shy. And I'm always like, well, no, you're not. You're just, well, you're convincing yourself you are. You just need to challenge yourself. Challenge that anxiety. Get out of your comfort zone and get used to it. That's what I did. I forced Black Belt Nick to get out of his comfort zone, and he finally did. I mean, this guy is like a champion kickboxer. And he's like, oh no, there's people there. I can't. Shut up. So he finally showed up, and he's like, yeah, what the hell was I shy about? It's ridiculous. So he's intensely shy, but not anymore. Tyler is like, oh, I don't like people. It's scary. People are spooky. Instead of like people looking at me, I'm uncomfortable. So awkward. I have anxiety. It's spooky and creepy. Like, shut the fuck up. Get in there and order a hot dog and sit down. So he is now known as Spooky Tyler.
Meeting people scary.
Such bullshit. They got a fancy word for it. It's introvert. I call them lazy. Not wanting to try. Come on, dick. Fake it till you make it. You'll get it together. Maureen says, Spooky Tyler cracks me up, like the name, to no end. Amy loves that. And then, so what we've done there by creating, I mean, Tyler doesn't sound like that, nor does he cry like that, but you take a, that's another way that impressions are born. You take a personality trait and amplify it times 5,000. Thus, you have the impression. Now, there have been times when I've done impressions of people, and then people are like, hey, yeah, that doesn't sound like me. It's like, well, asshole, first of all, shut up. Go with it. Second of all, it's fun. Tyler is not like that. Tyler knows. This guy, he's got chops. Again, I'll say it again. If I'm ever, I make it big, let's say I get discovered, and all of a sudden there's 50 million people watching my show. Tyler is the writer. His job is joke writer. He's Fred or Jackie. He's just going to write down jokes. And I'm not going to steal the jokes. I'm going to say, Tyler writes. I will actually pay him to write the jokes. Amy says, do you have a meeting at 11? Yes, ma'am, I do. Five minutes to Hill Jack radio staff meeting. Man Bun Chris says, I have social anxiety too, but a second of bravery is all it takes, especially at easy events. Everyone's so nice and it's fun to put a face to the usernames. Oh, absolutely. Unless you're like, yeah. Tyler, you coming to, hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
You coming to the corner bar?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
There's going to be some people there, and they're spooky.
Yeah, I know, man, but you got to...
I can't do it.
The guy's got to be a nurse. Can you imagine if there's some lady... You know, he's got to go take care of her, take care of this person. And he's like, oh,
I know she's very sick, but I don't want to have to say hi. I don't want to have to go in and ask her how she's doing. Oh, no. I'm so scared.
Cock. All right. I'm heading over to Q100 to do the staff meeting. I'll be back. I'm guessing sometime, I don't know, 11:30, 11:45 in that ballpark. And you're probably not going to get a notification. So just, you know, set your fucking alarm on your phone or something like that. Okay, that's it. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.